Welcome back to another Danger Cat podcast. As always, Uncle Hack, your boy, back in the booth. Podcast 69, DangerCatShop.com for all your Danger Cat accessories, like this Canadian piss tank tee I'm currently wearing. If you're watching on YouTube, if you're listening in the pickup truck with the boys, with the fucking fellas, DangerCatShop.com, one way to support the DC 69 movement, you know, the He-Man Woman Hater Club. Also, if you want to see some titties and ass, what we love to, you love to see it. Little tits and ass in the truck with the boys for $3.69 a month. All our exclusive and uncensored photos we do with Danger Kittens. Also, all uncensored media we have shot in the past, now available, like I said before, many times. The Kelowna Wet T-Shirt Contest, now available on our Patreon. Oh, excuse me. Anyways, here's the episode. Father's Day. Father's Day has just passed. And God bless all you deadly dads out there. God bless all you deadly dads, stepdads, grandfathers, uncles, you know, any male positive figure that's in your life. I owe a lot of respect to my stepfather for making me the person that I am today. Me and him bumped heads quite a bit while I was a younger youth because I was a hard-headed fucking idiot. But that man has stuck beside me on a lot of things, especially through this whole Danger Cat thing. And just, you know, always had that positive advice whenever I was really looking for it. Even if I wasn't looking for it, the guy was, he's always kind of there and willing to share advice. And it's good to see that there's men out there. He doesn't have any kids of his own. He views me as his son, which is fucking phenomenal, because I don't know about you, but if you look at yourself in the mirror and you're like, Jesus Christ, I don't know any man that would honestly do what he did. And I owe that fella Father's Day. I owe that fella a big thanks. And, you know, Father's Day is a great day. I've always loved spending time with the guy. I actually got to go down to Tabor this weekend, which I'm going to talk about a little bit. And, you know, and a few things I've noticed, you know, later in the episode, things I've noticed my life compared to my friends'. It's a vast difference. You know, a lot of them are married with kids, or some are going through divorces. And it just, children, that's a big task. But yeah, no, big shout out to all you deadly fathers out there that give a fuck. It's, you love to see it. You know, you love to fucking see it. You love to see a man step up to the plate and do what needs to be done. It was everything from taking me to hockey games, or just supporting me when I was down, giving me advice, helping me out when I'm in rough spots. Like I said, I owe the guy a million thanks, and hopefully one day I'll be able to pay for his retirement. That's why you got to buy more Danger Cats t-shirts, so my stepdad can live a wonderful, glorious life, okay? That's what the plan is here. But yeah, like I said, I went back to my hometown for the first time in over a year, in glorious Tabor, Alberta, the land of corn and school shootings. And there we go. Now I'm canceled for bringing that up. But I made a horror. I tried making a joke at when I was doing my amateur stand-up night, and it revolved around the school shooting that happened in Tabor. It flopped. In case you're wondering, the joke flopped. It was horribly written. I learned that in a heartbeat. And time to go back to the drawing board. You know, just trying to be overly offensive in one go was not a great way to start. You know, I do like to think that I have a good sense of humor and a good grasp on funny at times. I am by no means a professional comedian. I would love to be, like I've said, and I'm going to currently work on it, but that was a clear indication that Uncle needs to hit the drawing board and restructure that joke, or maybe even just crumple it up and get rid of it. Because it bombed. It bombed hard. No laughs, crickets, and there's always like, the funny thing about being where I'm from, if you don't know where Taber, Alberta is, it is a small town. For the American listeners, I am just, where I grew up is about, I believe, 2 hours north of the Montana border. So that's where I'm at. For those small Americans that don't understand that there is another country above you and have never read a map, that is where Taber, Alberta is. About 2.5 hours north of the Montana border. And I know you morons know where Montana. Old Joe Montana. Yeah, so headed back there, it was my cousin, for the longtime listeners, my cousin Hooven. It was his son's third birthday, so I figured it would be a perfect time to go down and see all my friends that would be there that I haven't seen in a long time. And, you know, I noticed one thing right off the hop is we live completely different lives. Some of them, you know, going through divorces. Some of them are on their first child. Some have three. Some, Jesus. And I'm over here playing fiddlesticks with my own fucking balls and schlort, trying to figure out what the fuck it is I'm doing. Although I do enjoy my life and you know, it's good to see those guys. I'm glad they're happy. But some of them just look defeated. And no shade. No shade towards any of my homeboys back home. But, you know, you can see a bitter man in some of them. And some of you females, you wonder why we fucking hate you. You wonder why men are the way they are. Why we have commitment issues and we don't trust a fucking thing you say. I love you with all my heart. I just want you to be there with me until the end of time. Just kidding. I sucked your brother's dick. Fuck you. You know, it cracks me up because you fucking, this is why men have commitment issues and we turn into fucking assholes because we figure, you know, after one or two probably good, maybe bad relationships, we then move on to a stage and it's called the I don't fucking care anymore. And we don't give a shit about your feelings. We don't give a fuck about what you have to say. We don't care about anything other than catching a nut and dipping. And then, oh, well, that's misogynistic. Well, maybe you shouldn't fuck with a guy's head. Because that's what turns him into that kind of monster. That's what turns him into that dickhead every fucking woman hates. Is some fucking cunt decided that at some point in time, I'm going to ruin this man's life. I'm going to offer everything good and great in the first year and a half, 2 years, and slowly decline and trying to just chip away at who he is as a human being until he's completely nothing. Completely nothing for all the bitches. This is why there is a lot of men out there that could give a shit and view you nothing more than a void to fill. It's horrible to say, but it's God honest truth. You know, and all it takes is about 5 minutes from a man talking to another man to figure out, okay, this guy's been through some shit with some females and now looks at them as second class citizens. And you wonder why, you know? It starts with little things like, oh, you left the fucking seat up again, did you? And you chip away at that. You chip away at that. And then next thing you know, it's like, oh, I think I'm going to go meet up with my buddies at the bar for a quick beer. No, you're not. Yeah, no. No, you're not. Or else I'm going to do that crazy emotional bullshit on your fucking mental and then blow up your phone as soon as you leave the house and then do disgusting, disturbing things to your fucking brain. Like, I'm going to fuck with you emotionally. And then once a person gets away from that toxic relationship, that bullshit, they start to realize, like, you know what? Life isn't so fucking bad without that bitch around. And then we get keen to our situations, and, you know, and it, I hate to say it, but it's always the next bitch in line that receives the lash of the previous cunt they had to deal with. It's God honest truth. Don't believe me? Ask a man that got out of a fresh relationship that was just dog shit, a relationship, if you will, and then watch him go out in public and converse with females and see how well he kind of maneuvers in that situation. He has one thing on his brain, and it's to fuck you, and you get the fuck out of his house. It's horrible to say. But the next girl in line could be the one, could be the girl he dreamed of, but he's so damaged inside. Now, this goes for females as well. I think people, once you're in a, I should say when people are in a toxic relationship, but I'm talking from my homeboys. I'm talking for the boys here. This is for the boys. If the girls are listening, you know, that's good, that's great, that's grand. I'm happy you're here. I'm happy you're here. You're getting a little insight, knowledge of what the fellas think and how we speak with one another. We are complete assholes when we talk with one another. And the moment a guy leaves that circle, we could sit there and punish him for something stupid he did 10 years ago and make him feel like complete shit about it. 15 minutes later, you're texting him, "Look, brother, fucking love you. I'm so happy that me and you have each other in our lives." And you may think that's gay, but if you don't do that with at least three of your buddies, they ain't your best friends. If you haven't told your homeboys you loved them, you gotta catch a grip. Ain't nothing wrong with some homeboy love. But again, I'm getting off track of what I'm trying to say. But I'm saying is the next girl in line that has to deal with that man could be the one that's going to treat him good. You're going to treat her good. You got the best thing lined up, but no damaged goods coming in hot, coming in fucking spicy. And he's going to treat you like shit because in his mind, all you bitches are the same. The same fucking axe wounds. You know, manipulative. Oh, wow. Mush mouth. Just manipulating his thoughts and to the point where he's just so fucking broken inside that he can't trust anyone other than his friends. And that, in my friends, is where misogyny steps in, according to you. But no, none of you bitches want to take fucking claim for all the damage you done. You know, and it is a little on that person too. You know, you can't treat everybody like a previous partner or, you know, let your past reflect on the next person. But when you're a bitter cocksucker, you frankly do not care about other people's emotions because you hurt inside. You hurt inside, don't you? You look at these cocksuckers or these axe wounds. I call them split tails, axe wounds. I think axe wounds is hilarious. I heard that back in the day. Because, well, if you think about it, the gash does look like an axe wound, but it's funny and it's fucking true. I was there a couple of times in my life. You know, you just get defeated by a woman, and the next thing you know, you just realize you just don't fucking care. You realize that nothing in your time or in your life revolves around women other than, you know, you could jerk off and get the same satisfaction at the end of the day. A pocket pussy loves you just as much. And you don't got to deal with the emotions, the stress, the bullshit of another human's emotions. I sound like the fucking bitter. I sound like the bitter man today. I sound like a bitter fucking ex. I just definitely won last year. I'll tell you that right now for free. But, you know, times change. Well, I don't know what it takes. It almost needs like some sort of fucking spiritual awakening. Like you got to go see a witch doctor and drink a Gatorade while the moon is in fucking solitaire or whatever those crazy drugged out hippies talk about when, you know, when they believe in their zodiac signs. That's a fuck. That is a telltale sign that you have a crazy bitch on your hand. Is if she's, oh, well, what's your zodiac sign? Oh, your crazy antics now are brought forth because of a fucking zodiac sign. That's a telltale sign that bitch is out of her fucking mind. But yeah, you see some defeat in a man's eyes, and I'm not saying this out of you know, hatred or a dark place of my friends, but you know, it's just funny. I was thinking about it on the drive home, and I find it kind of and you wonder why men are the way they are, why some men just don't fucking care, they don't give a shit, just completely defeated inside, and just want to watch the world burn, want to watch the world fucking burn beneath them. And don't care who gets in the way. Like I said, then the one, your soulmate, as they would say, you know, that one that you're supposed to spend the rest of your life with could be the next in line. But because your heart got just shit on by some psychotic cunt, you now have pissed away a golden opportunity, which I don't know. I would say it's pretty fucking tough if you ask me. I couldn't imagine going through, you know, a divorce or any of that. Hell, I don't even like going through breakups. I went through a pretty shitty one last year. It sucked. I'm not going to sit here and act like it was. No breakup is fun. I was defeated inside. And then you start to be just like get crazy fucking lunatic thoughts in your head like you're some conspiracy theorist. But then is it like nothing bad happened in my world, but then like your thoughts just fucking spiral out of control, you turn into a fucking maniac, and that's where the boys step in. Boys, that's where the boys step in, because you know your fellas are always be there for you. And that's one thing I've noticed is especially, I'm not going to get into names, but there's one guy in our friend group. He kind of, you know, he went his own way, went out with his old lady and did their thing. And then when shit went south, the real ones popped up again. I think, and that's when you know you got some down ass friends, is when you're going through some shit, even though you haven't spent a lot of time with one another over the course of whether it be 8 years, 10 years, three, whatever it is, they step up to the plate and they're there for you when it fucking matters. And that, my friends, is being a danger cat. You know, so what? You haven't talked to the guy in X amount of years. He's going through a rough time. Nobody's around him. Nobody's there to fucking, you know, piece the fella together. Nobody's there to sit and have a fucking beer with the guy, get him back going. And that's when you realize that you got some true friends, that you had some true friends, well, not even had, that you still have them. It was just, you had to take a little time apart. That's a danger cat thing to do, is, you know, you see a man down and you step up to the plate and help him get his shit back together. You know what I mean? I'm not saying this guy that I'm talking about didn't have shit together. He's a phenomenal human and he's a wonderful father. He does great things. I'm just happy to have him back in my life because he's a deadly fucking human. He was one of my best friends back in the day, and it is fucking great. And I've never been happier to have him back in my life. He's a deadly guy, and I got an opportunity to sit and drink beer with him all day Saturday. I got to meet his kids for the first time ever, which is sad to say, but in the course of me living up here and going back to my hometown and not being able to link up with them, I've been able to link up with them a few times and have a couple beers, but it was great. It was great. I'm happy to see the guy back on his feet. He's going through some shit, and the real one stepped up. I cannot stand guys that, you know, if you have to pick fucking sides, you're just a scumbag dipshit in my mind. You're just a fucking dipshit. If you're sitting there wondering in like, if I got to choose between this person or that person, I highly recommend if it's between me and somebody else, pick them, because I'm not fucking competing for your time. That's just the way I view it. Like, you gotta be, I don't know, to think that you matter more than anybody else on this planet is just a retarded, obscene thought. You gotta be a fucking moron. Like, you're not that important. Unless you're making moves in government, you're not that important. Even politicians are fucking replaced. Keep that in mind. Keep that in mind. But yeah, I just like, you know, when you see a man defeated like that and going through some shit, I think it takes a fucking real one to step up to the plate. And that's, you know, that's what I enjoy. And like I said, back to my stepdad, that to me is just speaks volumes of a fucking human. To step into a situation with, I think I was 15, maybe even 14, 15. I was an obnoxious little bastard. Always getting drunk, smoking weed, coming home, creating nonsense. I was never doing, like, you know, I wasn't a drug dealer or robbing people, but I was definitely up to mischief and causing a lot of problems in our household. And for him to walk in and be the man and help me figure that out, be like, listen, you're a little bit of a dipshit right now. Let's get this fucking train back on the tracks, you little moron. Let's get this shit rolling. You're a lot smarter than this. And it takes a man to do that. So, you know, like, what? And I guess this is a little more deeper episode, I guess, to say. But I don't know. I just have a tough time getting behind fucking dudes that get into like that female type drama, gossiping about, you know, somebody's success or trying to shit on somebody. And then the moment they're around, they're, hey, how you doing, man? Haven't seen you in a while. Go fuck yourself. You know, people like that, I got zero fucking time for. And to me, you're just a douchebag, just a low life loser. A loser in the terms of Alex Trebek, in other terms, loser. Oh man, yeah, fuck. It's good to see. I love seeing guys on the bounce back, though. I love seeing a guy on the bounce back, and I hope things work out the best for him. I don't wish no evil upon anybody, even people that have done me wrong. I still don't wish that. I don't wish evil things upon them. It's just I'm a petty fuck. I'll do petty things. Don't get me wrong. But I don't want to watch you die. I'd rather, the petty side of me just wants to watch you suffer for a long. You know, I want to watch you go through some of the shit that you put me through just a little bit longer. And if I can add to that pile and be petty about it, I will. 100%, but I don't want to watch you get hit by a bus. No, I just want to watch you suffer and go through some bullshit. You know, not death or sickness, just complete stress. If you put me through stress and bullshit, I wouldn't mind watching you go through. That's just the petty side of me. Everybody's got a bit of a petty side, you know? Oh, shit. Yeah, oh, this stupid fucking thing. You know, and it's like, one thing that made me think about too, about the whole divorce situation, it was like, remember when Johnny Depp was going through all that shit and all those allegations were against him, where he's like, oh, he beat me. Oh, he fucking did this to me. Oh, he's He's just so toxic. And it comes out, it's all false, and it was her, and she was the psychopath. And then he goes and wins that divorce and a fuckload of money to come with it. You know, that's a big win for the boys. That's a huge win for the boys. That's like, it's being in a 30, 40 year Stanley Cup drought and you win the cup. Like, we're throwing a parade for the guy. We're getting out there and we're happy for him. Even though it's, you know, a millionaire making another millionaire more money, we're still pumped. That's a big win. That's a huge win for the boys. You love to see it. You love to see it. Nothing like a psychotic bitch getting a fucking nice ice cold serving of karma up her ass, running her like a puppet. You just love to see it. Those big playoff wins like that. Woo-hoo! Johnny Depp coming out of, you know, it was a hard game seven. They were down three going into the third period. And he comes in and pumps in three to take it to overtime. Hard fought overtime. Nobody scored, scoreless in the first overtime. Go into the second, 2 minutes into the bitch, boom. Fucking Bar Dingo goes top titty on the whore and just rinses her for a couple sheets too. The millions and the millions. You love to see it. When the boys come out on top, we throw parades. We're not out here just throwing little mini ones. Oh, the slut walk. We need the slut walk. Fuck the slut walk. Johnny Depp coming hard out with a fucking beautiful, beautiful Stanley Cup win. You love to see it. It's goodness. It's just a little soul food. You know, like me being most men, sitting on the couch, you just watch that go down. It's a game seven, double overtime. Like I said, 2 minutes in, you're on your seat. You want to watch it. You love to see it, especially a high intensity game like that. Came out of the gate. They went down two games because that psycho bitch was sitting there just spewing nonsense about you. The whole world shitting down your throat. And then out of nowhere, you know, coach comes in, AKA the lawyer. And he goes, listen, she's going to be a hard battle, but we got enough evidence against her that we can rinse her. We can rinse her. We're probably going to lose game four. All right. But we'll beat her in seven. But I need you to bear down. I need you to bear down. I need you to look deep down inside yourself and say, am I fucking willing to do this? Am I willing to go head to head with this bitch in a 7-game series to take home the Stanley Cup and get the boys back in the fucking win column in the divorce files? And that's when you look in the mirror and you say, yes. You say, yes. Yes, Mr. Lawyer, I'm willing to grind out 7 games. Take the summer off and just pound all the ass in the world carrying around that fucking cup. I would frame, you know what I'd do? I'd get the classic Stanley Cup photo where the managers, you get those photos of the coaches and like captain shaking hands and they got the Stanley Cup. I'd hold the picture of the divorce files and me and my lawyer shaking hands, and then I would fucking sell prints on the internet if I was him. That's how petty I am. That's a big win for the boys. For the millions and the millions of the oppressed men. Because men are oppressed too, you whores. We just don't say it because we just get shoveled shit. Well, we didn't get a vote and you still shouldn't. Because you can't even figure out fucking, I don't know where I'm going with that. I had nothing. I went for a joke, wasn't there. Yeah, it's just fucking, it's beautiful. You love to see it. You love to see the boys back in the win column. Oh man, growing up. That's what I'm just looking at my paper here. Sorry. What did I write there? Give me 1 second. All right. Oh, I just got weird shit written on a paper of like ideas I think that would be funny as topics on this podcast. And I went off for what, 20 minutes about fuck divorces and bitter men. We're playing divorced men. We're bitter. We're bitter fucking boys. The Bitter Boys Club. We're tired of bitches. We're tired of bitches. We're just looking for just a genuine down-to-earth girl that just wants to, you know. Know what's fucking crazy to me is, like, now we're finally getting to a place where dudes can, like, talk about how they're feeling. Like, I was one of the many that would just bury that shit and push it down as far as I fucking could. And then when I got 5 minutes of fucking peace in the shower, that's when I'd let my tears out. Like most men on this planet, I would cry in the shower when things just got too hard. You know, because it's just, and don't act like you've never done it before. Don't act like you've never took your emotions, just bottled and squished them as tight as they fucking possibly could, and shove them down into the deepest, darkest part of your body that you don't even like going to. Because there's way too many demons there. You don't want to open up. Because then it'll be like, you remember on Little Nicky where they fucking, they get the brothers trapped in that little canteen or whatever the hell it was. Or the flask. Get in the flask. That's what it was. Just get in the flask. That's you talking to your emotions. Just get in the flask. Where you put them? The deep south. That's where you put, that's what you were taught as a man. Now suck it up. What are you going to cry like your fucking sister, you little pussy? You're going to fucking tear up like your little sister when her Barbie got ran over because this fucking little bastard left it in the driveway and dad come home from work, needed a beer and beat the shit out of his kids because he can't deal with his own emotions. Is that what you want? You want dad? You want to fucking talk to dad about how you're feeling? Fuck off. I got my own shit. That's what it's like. That's the 90s, baby. Actually, I didn't really have a father growing up, so. I mean, I had a father, but, you know, we obviously didn't. It doesn't really matter. We didn't talk, okay? We didn't talk. So I was taught you just bury that shit. You bury it so deep. And just try and forget the location. Like, remember when you were a kid and you put a bunch of shit that you thought was valuable into a lunchbox and you dug a hole in the backyard, threw it in there, or some fucking random field. And you're like, in 10 years, I'm going to come back and dig this up and see how valuable this shit is. That's what you do with your emotions when you're a man. But now in 2020, we're kind of allowed. We're kind of allowed. But some of you skank hoes belong to the streets. I love that saying, by the way. I can't remember which rapper came up with it. I think Future. She belonged to the streets. If she don't let you cry in the living room and you got to cry in the fucking shower, she belonged to the streets. If she gets mad over the fact that you left the toilet seat up, streets. She belonged to the streets. Leave her to be in the streets. You know, oh man. But yeah, no, men now are finally getting to a place where we can just be like, listen, shit bugs me. I go through shit. You wonder why we fucking blow our brains out over the fact that we forgot to buy 1% milk. And we accidentally got 2% milk. And then that time comes when you go, when it's like, oh, honey, can you go get milk? And then we go to get that milk and just never come back. Just never come back. We leave everything. Went to go, and you wonder why that happens. It's just, it's sad to see. That is something you do not like to see. You don't like to see it. You hate to see it. That is it. But me and my homies now, like, we talk about some deep shit. Like, over the weekend, we talked about some deep shit. We went in places that, and talked about things like, you know, comparing lives. My life is a lot different to those fellas down there. I respect them. I love what they're doing, and I love them as human beings. They're fucking deadly. And I have zero against the way they want to live their life. They want to raise children. And, you know, they're fucking great men. They're great men in my eyes. And I love every fucking single one of them. And it ain't gay to love the homies. In fact, I think I fucking love the boys. Everybody fucking, when you get with the boys, when you finally, you know, if you're in one of those relationships where you're like, oh man, I can't wait to get back with the boys. And like, you finally slip away from that. Leave that bitch. She belonged to the streets. Send her to the streets. If you can't go for a boys' night, she belongs to the streets. Send her on her way. Kick her out of her house. If you're paying rent and her dirty ass underwear is always laying around the apartment, streets, back to the streets you go, bitch. If you come home after working 10 hours a day, after 10 hours because you're deemed essential, and she's been sitting around eating hot Cheetos, wiping them nasty fucking fingers on the couch, streets. If she hasn't bought you a chocolate bar with her SERP payment, streets. who am I kidding? I'm fucking broke too. But I live by myself. I do my thing. I live by myself. I do my own thing. I enjoy my life just the way it is, you know. I live a very peaceful, it's quite lonely at times, but it's very peaceful. I got my homeboys, I got, you know, I got everything I fucking need. I got everything I fucking need. And I enjoy that, where my life is at. And like I was saying prior, before getting on another one of those off-topic rants, that I certainly fucking enjoy that, watching these men, like these, like the boys turn into men, hanging out with the gentlemen. You know, it's fucking different. You know, I'm turning 30 years old. I did a major shift this past year, going from snorting cocaine and getting as completely blackout as I possibly can to just enjoying a few drinks with the gentlemen and talking and bullshitting. And seeing what's going on, it's a fucking big change from when you're in your young 20s. If you're a youngster, listen to this, man, live it the fuck up. Have some goddamn fun, because once you get older, things change, okay? Things change. And I'm not about to be the 29-year-old that goes and hangs out with 23 to try and relive his fucking youth. That is not going to happen. There is 0% chance of that happening in my lifetime. Now, if a 23-year-old female wants to hop on this dick, then I guess, sure. All right. I'll take it. I'm not banking on it. I'm not no fucking model. Girls ain't simping in my DMs. I ain't Chris D'Elia in, you know, all these young girls' DMs. Hey, why don't you come on over to my hotel room? The fucking weirdo shit. Actually, my DMs are pretty fucking pathetic, if I'm being honest. My DMs are like, I would say are similar to a female's. There's a lot of dudes in there just like telling me, saying what's up. A lot of dudes in my DMs. No dick pics, thank God. Or maybe, I don't know. I don't get a lot of D picks in the, and don't be getting any fucking ideas now that I said that. I already had a gay day. If you haven't seen that video, I had a very gay day. I don't need another one of those. I think I tapped out. My gaydar was just peaking. It was in the ketchup. And fuck, man, that was just, I couldn't believe that day actually happened now that I think about it. But yeah, it's different times. Like I said, it's nice to see the boys turn into men. And you know, you youngsters, go out, have fun, live it up. Who gives a shit? Fuck what's going on in the world. Fuck politics. I've come to a time now where my influence and these right-wing conspiracy theorists that think I'm going to back them on this Wexit movement or back them on this, you know, crazy fucking reform that we need to cancel Bill Gates, I'm done. It ain't happening. I'm talking about dude shit. We're going to make this a dude podcast. Like, exactly. Why is craft beer gay? You want to know why it's gay? Because every, like, metrosexual in this city wants to sit there and talk about how a grapefruit ale pairs nice with a fucking some sort of cheese you get at a deli. You know, if you're sitting there pairing cheese with a beer, go fuck off. You belong to the fucking dumpster. Not even the streets. Go to the alley. I don't think that applies with men, but why is craft beer? Like, you don't want to know why? Because it's just like, it's the pretentious assholes that are always like, craft beer just tastes so swell on my palate. Shut up. Fuck off. Do I mind a decent craft beer and supporting local from time to time? Yeah, but I'm not sitting here, so I'm a beer connoisseur. No, I just, you know what I am? I'm a fucking drinker. That's what I am. And I'm not going to hide the fact that I love getting pissed up. I just know when and when not to just get absolutely fucking polluted. That's the thing about growing up. You know, when you go from every weekend just shit-faced, fuck yeah, let's get a bag of fucking schnief. Let's hoover some schnief. Those days are gone. I'm glad I grew out of that because that was starting to turn into a dark path. And I was telling the boys a funny story about that. And I'm not going to name any names or where I was, but so we were partying one night, and me and a buddy decided to get ourselves a bag. This story makes me laugh, by the way. And am I upsetty spaghetti that it happened? Yes. Did it change the way I go about life? 100%. Merely after, but I did change the way I go about life. But the story goes, me and a buddy decide after a long night of heavy fucking drinking that we should pick up a bag of the finest devil's dandruff in the southern land. And if you've been to the southern land, the devil's dandruff is not that fucking fine. I'll tell you that right now. So we both Hogwarts a big fat Hollywood up our fucking schnoz, right? And the best part about this is he looks up and he goes, listen, I got good news and I got bad news. I was like, well, hit me with the good news first. Well, the good news is I've been here before. I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? Okay, well, what the fuck is the bad news? Well, the bad news is we just snorted speed. Well, needless to say, our night was very well taken care of. In fact, that night turned into morning pretty fucking quick. And God rest our souls, we made it through it. And my God, that was a TSN turning point for drug use in my youth. And when I say youth, I mean in the very, very, very past year. I've now been clean for when it comes to doing any sort of drug for over a year. I'm proud to say it. I acted like a complete buffoon. I do not recommend it for anybody, but if you're able to control your drug use and have fun, by all means, live your life. I'm just saying that right there scared the fucking hell out of me. It's a hilarious story. I think it's hilarious. Right after he hoofs a big fat schnozburger right into his fucking nostrils, looks up, well, I got good news and I got bad news. And I'm sure we all have fucking stories like that. And you know, am I proud to be the person I am today? Yes. Yes. I like myself more than ever. And as gay as those stupid white girl quotes goes, or those basic, you gotta love yourself first before you can love anybody else. Well, I'm happy to say that I don't really love anybody else. And I just love myself because, hey, this is just sheer greatness. This is just sheer knowledge, wisdom, everything your grandfather possesses in a 29-year-old male. All that wisdom, all that wisdom passed down from Grandpa Black here. That's right. Old Grandpa Hack, if you will, right here. That man has some, which I, one day I will get him on this podcast because he is one funny fuck. He has some of the greatest stories I think I've ever heard. I got to get the boys back on here. But yeah, getting back with the boys, it was great. Like growing up and just seeing, you know, you watch them, they're in dad mode all the time. And I've never understood dad mode, but I sure do now. Those fuckers can keep an eye on those little bastards. Their eyes are fucking wandering. Old blue eyes, one blue east, one blue south, just to keep an eye on all fucking three of the little bastards. But it's great. I love seeing the boys happy. I love seeing them happy. It's good. You love to see it. You know, you just love to see it. Like I said, you love to see the boys take a big win in the divorce court, and you love to see them happy. You love to see them open up and get over their bullshit. You love to see them thrive. You know, this podcast is going to go to creating great men. We're going to mold the youth into being great men. And then, like, you know, men like my stepfather. Men not like myself. That's for sure. Men not like myself. I know I shit on myself. I'm not that actually shitty of a human. I do have shitty characteristics. Like, for instance, sleeping around. There's nothing I love more than sleeping around. I don't think I'm designed for a relationship. I don't know. I don't know. We'll see. It's a slippery slope, you know? You want to be single. You want to have somebody. You just want a lady to listen to your problems. You just want her to give a shit. You want her to feel like, you want to feel like you matter. But it's tough. It's tough out there. It's hard out there for a pimp when all these bitches belong to the streets. She belongs to the streets. I love that saying. I love that saying. You're better off beating the meat than finding a girl from the streets, bitch. Oh, man. But I think that's where this podcast needs to go, is just more dude shit, more dude content. We're just a bunch of dudes that love shooting guns, fucking tits, ass, the simpler things in life. You know, one night stands, whatever happened to a good one night stand? I was zipping through my buddy's fucking Tinder the other day when I was back home and I was just looking, what's on the old meat market these days? And the one thing that makes me laugh, and you know, is a sure shot way to a mediocre fuck and a one night stand, is these three words. No. Or a fucking, what did she, how did she word that? Okay, no hookups and no fuckboys. And I know that's four words, five words. Holy, holy. Like I said, those three words in a, no hookups, boys. That's just a telltale sign right there. It's a broken damage. She's been fucked a lot. To me, that just tells me you've been fucked a lot and you're tired. You want somebody to hold you and ask you how your day was instead of just getting pounded out or having mediocre sex and just hit the road, Jack, kind of fucking dudes. You know, those are the broken dudes that we were talking about earlier. The broken dudes that lost all fucking respect for women. Figured out a couple key fire lines that get them in. They got a good, you know, set up a fucking win rate on their Tinder swipe rights with a higher percentage, like a 70% win rate. We'll call it that. And then started testing lines. Okay, we got it. These ones work. And just started spit firing them. And then got himself some snus. Got himself some sniz. And now, hey, he gets what he needs. companionship from the boys. The boys are there to fucking let him know that he's doing all right. You're waking up every day. You're going to work. You have a great life, a great future ahead of you. The career is starting to take off. And then you're getting laid. What more do you want? What more do you want? You want to talk about your feelings? Just cry in the shower like all the rest of us do. Cry in the fucking shower. Well, gentlemen, like I said, we are going to turn this more into a dude podcast. I'm tired of trying to get into this fucking... I don't care about politics. I really don't care. I care more about the people that give a shit about this. If you're looking for me to... obviously, when things arise where Trudeau or Trump or one of these dumb fucks does something stupid, I'm going to talk about it. But in the meantime, this is just a dude podcast. We're going to try and bring on some like rad guests, like I said, in the future. Like I said in the past, bring on some rad guests in the future. I've got a few guys I'm trying to line up that are really fucking cool dudes and did some sweet shit in their life. So we're definitely going to get that rocking. And that's pretty much it. That's right. Danger Cats, the dude podcast, where the dudes hang out. And just a reminder, just a little reminder for you, titties and ass, we're going to be firing up more photo shoots with the Danger Kittens, with the local ballerinas of Edmonton, Alberta, and other girls, women, however you view them, Danger Kittens, you know, those glorious females that just bear it all with zero fucks to give. God bless them. We're going to be doing more work with some of them, and you will be able to view all the uncensored bullshit on our Patreon, which is in a link down below. Also, 15% off Danger Cats merch. Danger Cats merch, all right? Podcast 69, dangercatshop.com, 15% off your order. And we just want to say thank you for supporting us through, you know, this fucking COVID bullshit. Batwing soup. Get yourself a bowl of batwing soup at dangercatshop.com. We'll see you in the future, motherfuckers. And let's go. Old Don Cherry reference.